Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The long-awaited report on revamping the state ferry system has finally been made public. It comes from the Alaska Marine Highway Ferry Reshaping Workgroup, which sent it to the governor 3 weeks ago. Recommendations include creating a new governing board composed of industry professionals and other interested parties to manage the ferry system. The report suggests a 9-member board that would have broad discretion over Alaska Marine Highway System operations, changing policy at the state level makes long-term planning for the ferry system difficult, the report said, and said a board could provide a better, more business-centered focus. The chair of the working group, Admiral Tom Barrett, spoke to KSRM Radio.
You know, the system's important to coastal communities, obviously, and to the state as a whole. People that run the system work hard at it. It's tough. You know, you don't get any easy money out of the city, but they do work hard, and they're capable. But, you know, you've got an aging fleet. It's old. It's tough to maintain. It's costly to maintain, and it's oversized. Doesn't really match a route. But the people that do it, do work hard at it. So the importance of the system came through pretty clearly. A focus on reliability of the system. That's been a challenge the last several years for a variety of reasons. Mechanical breakdowns, cost constraints, and most recently COVID. So the importance of the system and the reliability of the system came through pretty clear. Pretty clear also a desire to reduce the cost of operating the system, and you've got to reduce some of the costs. And we're talking the operating costs, a lot of the capital costs, a lot of the capital funding for construction for heavy maintenance, if you will, comes from federal dollars. So we looked at what steps could be taken at a system level to reduce costs or raise revenue. There's people that ride the system or transfer vehicles on it, pay fares.
Going forward, as the budgeting process unfolds in the coming months, the Alaska Department of Transportation and Public Facilities will be vetting those recommendations and developing a plan that integrates with the governor's proposed budget to be released in mid-December. A presentation outlining the proposed implementation of that plan will be shared with the legislature and the public after the 32nd legislature convenes. Governor Dunleavy formed the Reshaping Work Group in January with union representatives and elected officials, among others. The report cites labor as a significant cost for the Alaska Marine Highway System, recommends finding ways to bring those costs down.
An executive session was held by the Seward City Council on Monday with City Manager Scott Mazaros to discuss the city manager's performance. Following the executive session, the council voted to terminate Mazaros' employment with the city, effective immediately by a vote of 5-2. The Seward City Council appointed Harbor Master Norm Regis as acting city manager, while they consider the next steps for recruiting a new permanent city manager. The Seward City Council issued a Tuesday press release in which they thanked Mazaros for his service and wished him success. The Seward City Council also voted unanimously to provide him with a 2-week severance, something that was not included as a provision in his employment agreement.
Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.